Right now, it's a pleasure to bring to you somebody who is from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I'm looking forward to hearing his music. His name is Kevin Nodick.
I'm gonna love, I'm gonna love, no matter what comes to me. I'm gonna love, despite what I've seen on TV, no matter what I hear being said. No doubt, whatever comes to me, I'm gonna love. I'm gonna love. I'm gonna love. No matter what comes to me, I'm gonna. Drifted by me without a word. Your sound was all quite clear. Can you feel me if I don't speak a word? What can I do to bring you closer to me? I'm gonna love. I'm gonna.
As you can hear, we've got some folks in the studio here today, which is terrific. And Kevin Nodick is the main person in the studio. Tell me about yourself. We're meeting for the first time, and you'll be in a house concert tonight in Mount Lebanon. And if you'd like more information about that, you can just drop us a note, slb at slbradio.org, and we'll pass along details. You know you're going to be at that house concert, but tell me about yourself.
Well, I've been playing music since I was 3 years old. I started on the piano, then moved to drums and guitar and banjo and mandolin and ukulele and vocals, obviously, and just about anything I could get my hands on. And so I've been playing pretty much. When I started playing guitar, I kind of started in heavy metal music, actually, as you could probably tell by the but what you just heard. No, but I was, you know, totally into Black Sabbath and Metallica and Dream Theater and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, how you were probably at an appropriate age and time, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I still am. Yes, and I got turned on to bluegrass, newgrass music, new acoustic music, and just kind of went, what is this that I'm hearing right now, because this is amazing.
How did that happen?
I think I was about 16 years old, and I had some friends that were starting a bluegrass band, and the choice, they needed a guitar player, and they're like, well, we're either going to get this long-haired kid, or we're going to get this other guy we know. So they decided to try me out, and so when I went to the first rehearsal, I didn't really know what I was getting into, and so they were like, well, this is the kind of music we want to play, and they played a track from Newgrass Revival called I Can't Stop Now, and as soon as I heard that song, I was like, oh my God, what is this music? And yeah, I was done. That was a big, big moment for me.
Did you have to develop some new guitar playing skills to play that? Or given, I guess, all the instruments you mentioned you've done, you probably were already able to finger pick, I would imagine.
Well, it's, you know, playing metal, like all my favorite guitar players were shredders. You know, I was from the Marty Friedman and... I don't know, I could go on all day about those kind of guitar players, but, you know, play as many notes as you possibly can in a short amount of time as you possibly can. That's the school of music that I came from. And you know, bluegrass is kind of the same way. Let's just fill the measure up with 16th notes. And so that came natural to me. You know, the phrasings and things like that were just, you know, it's like anything else.
What was the name of that group? Do you remember?
Deviation.
Deviation.
Yeah, we were named after Bela Fleck had an album called Deviation and a song. And so we were like, well, what better name for a bluegrass band than Deviation?
I remember that album. This is Kevin Neidich, who we're talking to. He's going to do another song in a second. You mentioned 3 years old. Now, what's your earliest memory of making music as a child? One of your early memories? You've probably been told stories by your family about things you did.
Yeah.
But can you remember anything?
I remember, like, oh, I remember when you learned how to play Beer Barrel Polka and all that stuff. And the one vivid memory I have, my grandfather played a song called In the Mood.
Yeah, the old Glenn Miller song.
Yes. He never played that hard. That's the hard part of the song.
Oh, did he play the ba-ba?
He played in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whatever key that was in.
Yeah.
And then he did some other things, and I remember listening to that, and I would sit at the keyboard. I don't know how old I was at this point. I might have been 4 or 5. I was really young, but I would sit at the piano with headphones on, and I was just plunking out that tune because I knew what it sounded like, right? So I got the first part. Right?
Yeah.
And then there was like a B section. And I'm like, well, this is what it sounds like. So I start plunking this thing out. And then I was so excited because I had learned this all by ear and I figured out all the chords and the notes, you know. And so I went to my grandfather. I was like, listen to what I learned. And he's like, yeah, that's great. He goes, but what's that other part? And I said, well, that's how the other part goes. And he goes, no, it doesn't. And I said, what? So it was just this completely made-up section.
Ah, so you improvised.
That was my first tune. So, yeah.
Yeah, did I say Glenn Miller? It's Benny Goodman that did In the Mood. I think I might have said Glenn Miller. But there's a version of that done by Squawking Chickens. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
I've heard Squawking Chickens, but not the band.
Somewhere. not the band. Just,
not the band.
It is just... We might have that somewhere. Kevin Neidich is here, and after this next song, we'll talk a little bit about other places you can hear his music if you can't catch him here while he's in the Pittsburgh area. And what was the name of the first song that you played?
I'm Gonna Love.
Beautiful song.
Thank you.
And how old was it? Or is it?
That's on my... Not the newest CD, but the one that's before that. So I don't know how old
that's
that song
is. It's a timeless song. It really fits the times we're in right now, too.
Unfortunately, I think it fits all the times. I mean, I'm Gonna Love should fit all the times, but the other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, the despite. What's next?
I'm going to do a song. I'm going to tune while I talk, if that's okay.
Absolutely, it's encouraged.
You know, as the guys say, we tune because you care. This song I actually wrote sitting in the parking lot of Sheetz. And I had seen a bunch of guys in business suits there eating greasy food. And Steph, my wife, had gone in to get some food. And I was watching them, and I thought, this is a really weird thing, because they're in, like, these $1,000 business suits eating, like, a $4 lunch. And I thought, there's got to be one guy that has this thought, you know. So I started this hitting on the steering wheel and singing this song, and I pulled out my cell phone and I recorded it quickly, and this is what came out. It's called Same Suit.
Same suit, same haircut. I've got the same pair of shoes. Same suit, same haircut. I've got the Monday morning blues. In the world, if you don't look the same, can't get a dollar to your name. There's just one thing left to do. Get myself to dress the same as you. Same suit, same haircut. I've got the same pair of shoes. Same suit, same haircut. I've got the Monday morning blues. I've been watching stocks go up and down. Today's smiles, tomorrow's frown. I'm at zoo of nothing but bears and bull. Mirror looking back to with the eyes of a fool. Same suit, same haircut. I've got the same pair of shoes. Same suit, same haircut. I've got the Monday morning blues. I don't know if I can stand this forever. I've been going crazy in my mind. There are many paths to get to heaven. I had t-shirt and jeans is more my style. Meanwhile, same suit, same haircut. I've got the same pair of shoes. Same suit, same haircut. I've got the Monday morning blues. I got the Monday morning blues. I got the Monday morning blues.
Beautifully done. That's Kevin Neidig. Wow. Great voice, great lyricist,
thank you.
Guitar player. It's wonderful to get to know your music.
Thank you.
Today. Are you playing out a lot? Are there other places around where folks can catch you?
Yeah. Around here, not in the near future, but if you look at my website, kevinneidig.com, my schedule's on there, and I do mostly solo stuff like I'm doing tonight at the house concert, and I also play in a mandolin ensemble. I play in a gypsy jazz band. I play in a duo also called Voxology. And we used to play a lot more, but not too much anymore.
What's the name of the Gypsy Jazz Band?
Rue de la Pompe,
and
which means the Street of the Pump.
Are you playing around here at all? Or
No, we kind of have this residency in Lancaster, and so it's like a once a month kind of thing at this one place. Occasionally, we'll do things during the summer, little festivals and things like that.
For me, that would be worth the trip. there aren't enough Gypsy jazz bands.
That's true. That's very playing. True.
Have you, by any chance, heard of a group called Folk Faces?
No.
We had them here in the studio about 4 months ago. Unbelievable. Playing a lot of Gypsy-style music.
Awesome.
And doing it really well as a quartet. Just incredible.
Yeah.
What about music? Also, the easiest place to find CDs or tracks would be your website?
Yeah, my website. You can also listen to me on Spotify, iTunes, all of that streaming stuff. I am hopefully soon. I'm totally into high def music, like 24-bit, you know, that kind of like mastered stuff. And not a lot of people know about this because Apple hasn't really announced it at all. But if you go on there, they have high def music for some stuff. And if you listen to that compared to what's on Spotify, I mean, the sound quality difference is insane. And so I'm saving up some coupons to get my stuff mastered in high def, which will be on iTunes only for now. But everything else you can find streaming, like I said, kevinnighting.com. You can find me on Facebook and all of that online stuff.
Yeah, we've been conditioned that music sounds has all the dynamic range and fidelity of the 10 cent, if that, earbud piece that is in your ear, and
don't
it's incredible.
I mean, I recorded my latest album all by myself, and I'm going to get a little geeky here for a moment if you guys don't mind. And, you know, I recorded it, took like 6 months to do it, and because I record all the tracks and, you know, I want it mixing and it takes days. So you think about how much time musicians take to record something, and they record it at such a high fidelity with good speakers and all that stuff just so somebody can play it on their cell phone through a pair of $15 earbuds.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. You've probably heard this anecdote, but I think it was Capitol Records used to have a speaker in their mastering room that was identical to a car radio speaker. And they wanted to hear how their mixes would sound coming out of a car radio because that's who they felt they were mixing records for.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's one objective, I suppose.
I used to go to, we would make a CD, and then we would go to like Kmart or something like that and then play it on every jam box so we could hear what does it sound like on this cheap thing? And what does it sound like on this really awesome stereo? Okay, we're happy with everything. That's a good.
See, that's like me. I would go and tune all of those to the radio station, whatever stations were appropriate that were being carried on, you know, set all the car presets for every car I ever rented, do all those things.
Nice.
Well, Kevin Neidig, we have one more song from him. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
For being here so early. Again, a house concert tonight starting around 8, starting around 8 o'clock, and we can get you more details if you're in the mood to go to something to hear Kevin. If you contact us at slb@slbradio.org, thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Today. What do you want to finish up with?
I'm going to do a song that's on my latest album. This is called Minor John, and I wrote this so I could tune some more.
We're all wondering if it's E-R or O-R. We're going to find out.
Well, it's about my great-great-great-grandfather who had come from Ireland to Pennsylvania. Yeah, so he was a coal miner, and unfortunately. And this is a song about him, and this is it, Minor John.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. When Minor John and Thomas Poole were sitting blessed for fossil fuel,
a tiny fuse no workman knew was waiting lit down in that hole. It was close to quitting time, Monday evening in the mine. Let's blow this hole an easy one before the working day is done. John was one of the blasting gang. He was the black powder man. Put a gallon in the hole. His time had come, God bless his soul. No time to wait, they acted fast. They pulled him back after the blast. What was said from lookers on, they could see John's jaw was gone. Ring a bell, say farewell. I'm not too long on this earth. Fare thee well, that sounds my knell. I'm Friday night in 1888, by his side was his soulmate. Now John's wife has no one but two daughters and a son. The largest one for many a year, that funeral shedding many tears. John won't see 41, but I'm here now sing his song. Ring a bell, say farewell. I'm not too long on this earth. Fare thee well, that sounds my knell. My love to you for what it's worth. One last thing before I go, what I'd like for you to know. Don't risk your life, don't risk your soul, digging up a rich man's coal.
Kevin Neidig, N-E-I-D-I-G, kevinneidig.com. Thank you for being with us and for your wife, Stephanie, too. And he tonight at 8 o'clock will be in Mount Lebanon for a house concert. More details, kevinneidig.com.